You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. With the GOP presidential primary season off and running, commentator Gary Joyner finds it pertinent to discuss political parties.
Political parties are part of the fabric of American history. When American presidential elections occur, most people vote for a Republican or a Democrat, but it should be noted that there are numerous candidates, some from parties that you may never have heard of. History offers some political parties geared for the mainstream population and others devoted to specific issues and fringe segments of society. Some have been influential, while others have resided more in the realm of amusement. Teddy Roosevelt's Bull Moose Party was significant in elections in many states before its platform was co-opted by both the Republicans and the Democrats. The Bull Moose Party reflected a progressive platform with many of the things we take for granted today. Free school books for public schools, improved access to government, regulation of businesses, and other issues that eventually led to better government. Other parties have focused on single issues, giving them brief but powerful influence. For example, the Temperance Party was instrumental in obtaining passage of the 18th Amendment, Prohibition. That party evolved after the Civil War, primarily among women. Keep in mind that, at the time, women were not allowed to vote, and that in many states, they could not own land without a spouse or male relative signing for them. Yet they marched, often with hatchets and clubs, and preached the temperance message as they broke up saloons. They were the forerunners of the women's movement that eventually secured the right to vote for women. This is a good example of a single issue that warped into another mainstream issue. The Vegetarian Party wanted to ban the slaughter of animals and the consumption of meat. The American Communist Party was obviously pro-Soviet Union and anti-democratic. The American Nazi Party held similar affections for fascists. The Greens, who began in Europe, often reflected radical elements that were rabidly pro-environment and anti-industry. There was even a party that wanted to free Puerto Rico from American control and attempted the assassination of President Truman. Some early American political parties changed their ideals and splintered over social issues, particularly slavery. Prior to the Civil War, there were Northern Democrats, Southern Democrats, Whigs, and the American Party, also known as the Know-Nothings. When the Whigs self-destructed in the 1850s, one faction of them morphed into the Republican Party. As elections were won and lost and issues rose in intensity and then faded away, odd coalitions formed and became quite powerful. In the latter half of the 1800s, lumbermen and lobstermen in Maine felt that their interests were not being championed by the Republicans and the Democrats. They formed the Fusion Party, which quickly spread to other states. Among the first to follow the Fusion ideology were dissatisfied groups in Louisiana. Since there is not a great calling for lobster fishermen in Louisiana, and no one except the Cajuns were eating the miniature lobsters we call crawfish, the disaffected groups were North Louisiana hill farmers and poor whites and blacks, particularly living in New Orleans. This party never really threatened the Democratic Party for control, but for about 20 years in the 1870s to the 1890s, they were a potent force and secured some elective offices. Their power ended in 1896 when Democrats rumored them to be socialist. At that time, socialists were considered akin to communists. Some candidates never seemed to give up. Harold Stassen ran for the Republican Party nomination for president 9 times, and Lyndon LaRouche for the Democratic nomination 8 times, proof that longevity is not necessarily helpful in the political party game. When it comes to voting, it's likely that a more mainstream candidate will be victorious and lead our country into history, history that matters.